Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. This week's episode was suggested by Hai Ting, who asks, what exactly is water weight? It's a phrase that gets thrown around a lot, and I would love to know what we're talking about. How and why do we gain and lose so much water? Well, this is a terrific question. And if you're in the habit of getting on the scale every morning, a practice which is linked with healthier body weights over the long term, by the way, well, then you've probably noticed that your weight can vary wildly from day to day in ways that sometimes seem unfair. How could I have gained 2 pounds overnight, you might think? I had a salad for lunch and skipped dessert at dinner. I should weigh 2 pounds less this morning. It's tempting to think that whatever we did or didn't eat yesterday should show up the next day on the scale, but it just doesn't work that way. As Dan Ariely pointed out in our recent interview, it takes a lot longer for dietary changes to result in actual fat loss or gain. If you gain or lose 3 or 4 pounds overnight, most of that is probably due to water weight. Our bodies contain a lot of water, but we're not just giant water balloons. Water is held in a variety of places in the body. Now, some of these don't change very much from day to day. Our bones, for example, are, believe it or not, about 30% water, but that stays relatively constant. Other compartments, such as our stomachs and our bladders, can hold relatively large amounts of water, but on a very temporary basis. And here's the thing, water is heavy. A pint of water, or for that matter, beer, weighs about 1 pound. If you were to weigh yourself and then drink 16 ounces of fluid and immediately weigh yourself again, you'd have gained 1 pound in about 15 seconds. And then a couple of hours later, a lot of that water will have collected in your bladder. So if you weigh yourself before and after visiting the bathroom, you can enjoy the thrill of losing up to a pound in just 15 seconds. Obviously, the amount of fluid in your stomach or your bladder can have a fairly profound but meaningless effect on your body weight at any given moment. But that's not the only thing we're talking about when we mention water weight. In between the stomach and the bladder, things do get a bit more complex. As it passes through the small intestines, the water that we consume is absorbed into the bloodstream and distributed throughout the body's organs and tissues, where it's used for all kinds of things, everything from lubricating our membranes to metabolizing nutrients to maintaining electrolyte balance. And each of these activities affect the amount of water retained in our body. Water is a major component of perspiration, for example. Heavy sweating can cause us to lose a lot of water weight in a relatively short period of time. Run a few miles on a hot day and then jump on the scale before rehydrating, and you'll see how much water you've lost. You probably won't, however, see how much fat you burned. Water is also involved in lots of different chemical reactions, and some of those reactions, such as converting carbohydrates into glycogen, require water. And others, such as breaking down proteins, release water. Sudden changes in the protein or the carbohydrate content of your diet can either lock up or mobilize relatively large amounts of water.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
And now let's take a closer look at exactly how diet affects water weight. If you dramatically reduce the amount of carbohydrates that you're eating, your body will be forced to dip into the glycogen stored in your muscles and liver for energy. As that glycogen is used for energy, a lot of water is released into the bloodstream and routed to the kidneys for elimination. Obviously, this has nothing to do with fat loss, but it does give low-carb dieters a big sense of accomplishment during the first few days of their diet. Even if you don't go low-carb, suddenly reducing your calorie intake is also going to force the body to use its glycogen stores, and that will result in some water loss. The effect is just not quite as dramatic as it is with a low-carb diet. But either way, this effect is also completely reversible. As soon as you start eating more calories or carbohydrates, your body's going to use some of those carbs plus some water to restock its depleted glycogen energy stores, and that will lead to an increase in water weight. But these sort of changes in your water weight don't represent changes in your fat stores. That is going to have a lot more to do with how many calories you take in and burn over the long term, and not how many of them are from carbohydrates. Although it takes a lot longer to lose fat than it does to lose water, there's a pretty big consolation prize. The resulting changes in your body size and how your genes fit are going to be much more durable. Having a piece of bread with dinner is not going to undo them by morning. Now, eventually, all the water in your body passes through the kidneys, which regulate how much of that water is either retained or eliminated in order to maintain the right amount of fluids and the concentration of electrolytes. And this process is directed by hormones that are released by the pituitary and adrenal glands. Any health condition that affects the kidneys or those glands that secrete those hormones can cause this delicate balancing system to go awry, causing excess water retention. Less alarming, but still plenty frustrating, is the temporary water retention that many women experience before their period due to fluctuations in hormone levels. There's not a whole lot we can do about our hormones, but there are a few dietary factors that we can control. Eating a lot of salt, for example, can cause the kidneys to keep more water in circulation in order to dilute that extra sodium. Reducing your sodium intake, or paradoxically, increasing your water intake, can help reduce water retention. And it may also be useful to increase your intake of green vegetables, because in addition to being high in water, they're also really good sources of magnesium and potassium, and that may help relieve water retention as well. In particular, dandelion greens and asparagus are known to have diuretic properties. As tempting as it might be, I really don't recommend using diuretic supplements or teas to get rid of water weight, except as directed by a health practitioner. Overdoing it with diuretics can lead to dehydration and electrolyte imbalances, and those can be potentially serious. So here's the quick and dirty on water weight. Water weight can come and go for a variety of reasons, but most of these are temporary and not related to long-term changes in body fat. So don't get too freaked out or impressed by big swings on the scale. A moving average calculator can help you smooth out those meaningless ups and downs and reveal what's really going on with your weight. Thanks so much for your great question, Haiting, and thanks to all of you for listening today. You'll find a transcript of today's show, including links to some other materials that I think you might find useful, at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And if you have a question for me, you can post it on our website or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page, and I may even answer it in my next Facebook Live Nutrition Q&A, so be sure to check the events calendar on the Facebook page to see when that's going to be happening. And now have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.